the rest of the story. It's May 8, 1936. You're alone in the basement of Crosby's Mortuary near Burlingame, California. Well, now, wait a minute. You're not quite alone. On a slab awaiting preparation for burial is the body with an identification tag on its toe. The body of a young man named Ralph Neves, N-E-V-E-S. Ralph is wearing his breeches and one boot, and that's it. As though he were just dumped there, quickly, carelessly. He was. This is the rest of the story. Ralph Neves was an 18-year-old jockey. On the afternoon of May 8, he was racing at Bay Meadows, San Mateo. It happened in the fourth race. Ralph was running fourth place. Thundering into the fast turn out of the backstretch, Ralph's mount stumbled. Five horses came down in a jam-up. Ralph was catapulted high into the air. When the trampling hoofs were silent and the dust had settled, there was Ralph lying on the track, motionless. Three doctors rushed to the scene as thousands of spectators murmured anxiously. Jockey Neves was pronounced dead, even before the stretcher arrived. Minutes later, his body was placed in an ambulance, driven to a nearby hospital. The hospital didn't want him. Don't waste our time, the ambulance driver was told. Take him straight to Crosby's mortuary. And that's how Ralph wound up in Crosby's basement with nothing on but his pants and one boot. The ambulance driver simply deposited him and left. When Ralph's friend Horace Wald heard what had happened, he hurried over to the mortuary. At first, the mortician was reticent to allow Horace to see Ralph. Then Horace explained that he was a doctor. He was used to such things. Lucky for Ralph that Horace was a physician, because when Dr. Wald was taken downstairs, he gazed at jockey Ralph Neves for a long time, and then suddenly, inexplicably, was compelled to reach out and touch Ralph's neck to feel for a pulse. There was a pulse. It was a faint pulse, but it was a pulse. Dr. Wald ran to his car, returned with his black bag, a single shot of adrenaline, brought Ralph bolt upright on the slab, and before Dr. Wald could say a word, the jockey had fled the mortuary in panic. Ralph ran 2 miles to San Mateo, hailed a cab. Still frightened and confused, he demanded, "Take me to Bay Meadows track." The driver took him to Bay Meadows. Before the cab had stopped at the curb, Ralph jumped out, still wearing only his pants and one boot, ran into the grandstand. Somebody cried, "That's Ralph Neves, the dead jockey." And there were screams. The crowd started chasing him. Ralph kept running, and he didn't stop until he dropped from exhaustion. But the next day, May 9... Ralph was back in the saddle, back on the track, and racing, and he continued to ride until he retired 28 years later. One of the doctors who had pronounced him dead just shook his head, called it a profound depression of the nervous system. That, he says, is what made it seem that Ralph Neves had died. The only reason I bring any of this to your attention is that one of these days you're going to be reading a roster of the Racing Hall of Fame. You're going to see the name of a jockey named Ralph Neves. 3,772 first-place finishes. The 14th winningest jockey of all time. And you're going to know that in order to make that record, Ralph almost had to come back from the grave. Because now you know the rest of the story.